He said, why don't you stop paying the bill and start sowing? Changed our lives. He gave us that revelation in a split second. He turned and gave it to you. Right away you could see that because of your depth in the Word. You could see, yeah, that makes sense to me. I want to do that.
And now I am writing those checks. And even the checks, that the tithe checks and those tithe checks above the tithe that we're giving into ministries, I'm making those opportunities, Darren, for great seed sowing in our life. And it's such a blessing. And our bills, those aren't bills anymore for me. And as you have spoken
in
seminars, they're opportunities.
It's not burdensome for you.
It isn't.
And it used to be.
No,
it was kind of wearing you down, right?
It was. I would not look forward to coming home and going to the desk and seeing those piles.
Well, I mean, you know, writing checks, that's a pretty negative deal if all you're doing is paying and you kiss it goodbye and it's gone forever.
Like yesterday, I told you that I had written 12 checks yesterday, both from ministry and personal, but a lot of checks. So we need to make those opportunities in our lives to sowing for a great harvest.
Okay, now here's a revelation I have for you folks. Listen carefully. I believe that many times our harvest does not come to us because it's been encumbered. There's been a lien against it. There's been attachments. Now you see, if things get real bad, a company can go to your employer and attach your paycheck. Some of you have gone through that. Not much fun. You think you're going to get $1,000 on your paycheck and you end up getting $400 because you owed somebody $600 and they went in there and they got a judgment against your income. Well, boy, that messes things up in a hurry because you're not going to have that $1,000 you'd planned on to pay the rent and to, you know, pay the car payment and buy gas and buy groceries. Well, I believe that the devil has moved in through frivolous lawsuits and accusations. We just read that in Revelation 12. He accuses the brethren day and night. All right. Now, these accusations come in a court of law here in the natural world through words written down on a piece of paper. All right, the devil has, I believe, put a frivolous lawsuit and charges against us. We're innocent. But you have to go, just like I've said in a court of law here, that landlord that wanted to get $2,400 from us, frivolous lawsuit, would have had that had we not defended ourselves. But we went and got adjudicated. We got a court rendering, and the judge who could make that decision said, I've listened to both of you here, although that was small claim court, but still $2,400, and it was Christmas time. I didn't want to pay that, and I didn't know it. Well, all right, you have a harvest coming because the Word says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Okay, now if you've been a sower, and you've sown seed, and it's been live seed, you've got a harvest coming. And you need to stand there on the integrity of the Word of God, and you need to declare your harvest free and clear of all liens and encumbrances. And you need to say, devil, I bind you away from my harvest. I say those liens are canceled. See, you need to bind him away, and you need to stand in there and say, the spirit of debt can no longer attach itself to my harvest. Now, I'm telling you, folks, you're not going to get this in the first or two or three listenings. You're going to have to wear the tape out. But you catch this. God is going to take you out of poverty and struggle and lack into prosperity. See, when you bind that spirit of debt, you bind it. You have the authority and the power to do that. You've got more power and authority than the devil has to wrongly charge you, to lie about you. Now, when you've bound that spirit of debt out of your place, out of your house, away from your checkbook, away from your investments, away from your family, you need to stand there with your title deed and say, God, I believe. And you keep repeating the scripture, keep confessing the scripture, and you hold on like a bulldog, you hold on for dear life. And see that scripture that says in Galatians 6:7, and you need to memorize that. Be not deceived, and God is speaking that to you. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. That is a guarantee. So you stand in there and hold on to your title deed from Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things hoped for, the expectation of things not seen. See, he's going to bring that and manifest it into the natural world. Father God, we thank you that this message is covered. I say it's covered with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. And Satan, you can't have it. You can't destroy it. You can't stop it. You can't hijack it. It is done, done, done. And we're going to stand as sowers and reapers. Thank you, Lord. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. And that's for us. You do watch over your word to perform it. Amen.